Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
FCS Football Podcast.
Green 97!
With Joe DeLeon.
Well, let's get fat.
And Sean Anderson.
I am a soothsayer.
Oh, I already started recording. Well, folks, welcome into another episode of the FCS Football Podcast. Part of the Believe Podcast Network. What implications do you need to pull up?
Playoff implications, seeding implications.
Okay, well, pull it up.
Stuff like that.
Pull it up later.
Also, no countdown today.
No, I as I've indicated, I am in a state where I'm just kind of doing things. I'm not really thinking. We've had this conversation.
If you all sat in to the pre-show meeting and Doc fill in, you would stop listening to the show because you would understand. No, it's not like you would understand anything. You would be more confused as to how we're able to do 30 minutes of radio, of a podcast rather, given our inability to focus and properly communicate.
We've never done either of those things correctly. Yet we still put out a good product. Although somebody called us lame the other day, and that made me upset.
Yeah, what was that about?
I don't know. It just said poor production, kind of lame, or something like that.
No, that's on you, bro.
Somebody who doesn't even follow me went and commented on the post of the show. Like,
Colin make a burner account?
Maybe he, no, some Sam Houston guy.
What does that mean? What were we supposed to keep on talking about Sam Houston?
I don't,
you're the number one seed. How much can
they're
we talk
probably
about
complaining
that?
About your lighting. I have no idea, nor do I care, but it is what it is. By the way, today we're going to talk about Montana State. Montana, sure. Game that should have been where College Game Day went to, but they chose Ohio State for a millionth time. We're going to talk about that. We're going to do FC estimates as always. Sean, before I forget, I want to tell you. So, guess who Ryan's having on as a guest for the Draft Prospect Show very soon?
Oh,
Take a guess.
If it is, I'm going to be infuriated, given what I've heard.
Who
it's
got to
be Cole Kelly, right?
No.
Oh, wait,
Cole Kelly already came on the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did Ryan say he's a tight end right in front of him?
No, he did not.
Oh, interesting.
I asked him if he did.
Hmm.
I asked him if he did, and he said no. Take a guess. Who do you think it would be?
If it's Bailey Zappe, I'm going to lose my mind.
It's Bailey Zappe.
Of course it is.
It's the Senior Bowl invite. Ryan lines him up. He's going to be interviewing him soon. I told him I had to tell you. I was talking to him earlier today when we recorded the other show.
You know what? I want to be on Ryan, but I can't because he's
want to be what?
Exposure to hating. Because I want to give exposure to Bailey Zappe. He deserves it. So, I mean, he threw for 20,000 yards in 3 seasons at Houston Baptist. So, good for him. I hope he gets drafted, and he should be.
Yeah, Ryan doesn't.
You know what he is? He's Taylor Heineke with a stronger arm. That's who Bailey's at.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comp. That's actually a pretty good comp. I'm gonna run that. I'm gonna pitch that to Ryan, who's very critical.
Pass it off. As
no,
your
I'm gonna say Sean. I'm gonna say Sean said it.
Well, I've never actually, heard once.
What am I saying that I'm Sean gonna pitch to him? Ryan's gonna listen to this tomorrow morning. It doesn't even matter.
Sean forced a comp.
I just came up with it at the top of my head.
He's probably gonna say that on easy. Twitter. He's gonna say that on Twitter. Hey, can you stop sending him the picture?
I sent it to him once.
He wants the video now too, by the way.
Oh boy. Okay. Like I said, if you inquire to me about the picture or now the video, I'll send it on over.
I don't, the video is a little too much.
All right. The picture at least has been inquired about every time. I feel like
how many people have asked you for it?
But I'm not going to go.
How many people have asked you for it?
Hey, pocket watcher. Don't worry about it.
It's not a pocket watch. How many people
you are pocket watching? You are pocket watching.
That is not a pocket watch.
Oh, yes, it is.
Because it's now just being unearthed that like people keep sending it to me, which I don't like that bit either. I really don't like the bit because the first thing I said to you, Sean, when you sent me the picture, I said, I don't like that. And I deleted it from our chat. I removed it so I didn't have to look at it again. And it keeps being said to me, and it's bugging the crap out of me.
Well, that makes me happy because, I mean, it's great. It's a fantastic photo of a tight pants wearing lad excited about his beers. That's what the photo is.
I don't care. I can pull off the tight pants now. Well, I used to be able to 20 pounds ago, but I kind of...
What do you gain 20 pounds?
No, 15.
15?
Because so I was 220.
The girlfriend dinner and all that stuff?
That was probably part of it. It was because I was stupidly still trying to do the football stuff. And then I'm just at the point where I'm like, I'm done with this crap. I don't want to be 220 pounds. But I went from 220 down to 180 and then back up to 195. That's the process of what happened.
Out of way.
Yeah.
How do we get here?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. We're not even going to talk FCS today. You want to just talk about our personal lives and tell everyone to screw?
I saw a review. I never do this, but I was just checking. And I looked into our Apple podcast reviews.
Oh,
and it was like, first time I listened, the review was, I'm paraphrasing, was, you know, first time listener. I really enjoyed it. It was all positive. And in a 40-minute show, they only talked about the game that they went to for about 10 minutes. So I'm like, it's funny, great chemistry, all that, but they were not super high on our actual FCS talk.
Wait, let me.
Are you searching for it now?
Yeah, I need to see this. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Hold on 1 second.
He's lucky.
Oh, our ratings went up. We're up to a 4.9.
People have been great.
Listen to the podcast for the first time on my way to the border battle in Brookings. These two are fun to listen to, and they bring a bit of smack talk and humor to the table. On a 30-minute episode about the game, I think about 10 minutes of it was actually talked about. The rest was banter about their size and the size of their friends and other squirrel topics, but it was definitely entertaining. Well, I think that's what everybody knows at this point is this is not a football podcast at this point. It's our lives, and then we kind of just randomly throw in football. See, Chad had a really good point that he made when we were at the football game.
Yeah.
He said that he thinks
Up in the trash can. Was that his advice?
But he said that he thinks it's a bit that we talk about football and it's not actually part of the show and it's just something that we do.
It's circumstance. Us doing this show is circumstance that we happen to play at this division at this level. It's purely circumstantial.
Yeah. What the hell are we talking about? Oh, Montana State. Can you bet online where the game starts?
Hey, that's a great transition. Hey, I love that lead in for the ad read. Next show, I'll just do it myself because seems to be.
Are you betting on Falcons Patriots tonight?
Yeah, I am.
Okay,
Patriots to cover. You know what, everybody? What you should do, head to Bet Online. Tease up New England to cover by 40. And then when you get the odds at like plus 4,000, take that. Because they're going to cover 6. They're going to cover 6.5. They're going to cover 7. Thanks for interrupting, Joe. They're going to cover against Atlanta tonight. They just are. This is my advice. Atlanta's not a good team. Atlanta is a bad team. I don't like that. I'm starting to dislike the Falcons because they disappoint me and disappoint me. Go Patriots tonight. They're gonna smash this spread. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So tonight, when you're betting on the Patriots, just use our promo code BLEAV50 to receive your bonus from basketball, football, baseball, not baseball anymore. Need the updated read sometime though.
Thanks,
nice.
Alex.
NHL, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Actually, go ahead. Set an MLB future for World Series champion 2022 for the Detroit Tigers. How will you do that? When next year, when we're all talking and happy, because Carlos Correa is going to sign there, and they just signed Eduardo Rodriguez, and they're starting to get a little bit of a staff. Casey Mize is going to get a little more work this offseason. Doesn't matter. Head to BetOnline. Put that down. It is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Now, Joe, I'm glad you're awake now because I was talking about other sports. So can we get to football?
Yes, I am awake. Sports. So today we're talking about Montana State. And this game, I'm still pretty pissed that this didn't end up being the College Game Day game. This was actually also one of the games that was floated out there for our trip.
Yeah.
I remember Montana was actually making a heavy push. And everyone was saying, go to the Montana State game. I think we need to go there next year and we'll let fans decide. And hopefully the Montana fans show up because that stadium looks insane. The one
is gorgeous.
Tucked in the mountains. Oh my God. Yeah. I want to go there, guys. Please, please help us out here. I would love to go to Montana next year, but nonetheless, Sean, this matchup between Montana State, probably one of the most highly anticipated games in this matchup. it's always a competitive game. It's always a bitter rivalry. So it's always going to be talked up. But you've got a 9-2 and a 10-1 team facing off here. Now, if I remember from last episode, Sean, Montana State wins the Big Sky if they win this football game. So what Montana essentially gets out of this is that they could come in here swinging and completely screw up things for their rival if they're able to pull off this upset. I don't believe Montana has any possibility to win the division if they win this game. And I'm blanking off the top of my head who Montana State's competing with it, and I'll check in a second. Sac State, that's what I thought.
And he's from Washington. Well, actually, no, just Sac State.
I don't think
they're both 7-0 in conference.
Right. I don't think Eastern Washington can.
Hey, thanks.
Okay. Montana State, though. Actually, I also believe it comes down to a tiebreaker, too. So if both teams technically win, they have to then figure out the tiebreaker. I don't know what the tiebreaker is. Sean, this game, though, is super odd to figure out because like we've had these other matchups where it's been, you know, like really prolific offense, really stout defense. But what we have here instead is two insanely good defenses and two decent quality offenses. One is better than the other, Montana State's, but these defenses have been problems for the teams that they've faced. And this probably could very well be like a 17-14 game.
It seems like a cold out west, Big Sky, literally football game late in, can we call it late November? I'd say late November.
Why wouldn't it be late November? God, you need to get a ring light. It's going to be bringing the shit out of me.
It's going to be a gritty ass game is basically what I'm going to say. And both defenses fly around and they hit hard. Both hit hard. So receivers, I don't know, put on your elbow pads. Running backs, put that little tape on the back of your arms and down to your forearms, whatever that bit is. Was that turf tape? Is that what they call it? You know what I'm talking about?
I think it's turf tape.
Yeah, put that on because you're not going to be upright a bunch of this game. It's going to be, you're taking hard shots and it's in the cold too. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine taking a hit from a Montana State linebacker as a running back on November 20th in Montana?
Well, better yet, you're one of the blockers on kick return. Imagine your head would be shaking until the end of the game.
I had a practice once where we opened up an inside run, and I think it was 28 degrees outside, and Q Von Jones ear-holed me, and I felt every tooth on my bottom row shift over a little bit. And I couldn't believe how crazy that felt because it made me immediately feel everything in my body. Everything. And I'm like, I went from, oh, that turned me really hot to I am freezing cold in an instant. So when you're talking about this, we go into weather. It's going to be not a factor because they play out here. They understand right. It, but
you're going to have a lot of no sleeve guys in this game.
Oh, dude, so many hardos out there and good for them. You know what? Why not set the tone like that?
Hardos is just such a strange way to describe them, but it's very accurate. Sean, here's the one thing that stands out to me, and it's pretty obvious what the determining factor in this one is going to be.
Sure.
Montana State has the clear advantage in terms of running the football. Montana, as we know, has not been consistent at all in scoring output. I don't see really any big matchups they've had against tougher opponents. They've struggled a little bit. And the one that concerns me the most is that Southern Utah game where they barely won by 1 point. And I think in a game like this where they don't necessarily put out a lot of rushing production, they have a good run game, 139 yards per game. But what is going to be very difficult to overcome is going up against this Montana State rushing attack that is averaging close to 230 rush yards per game. They're averaging more rush yards than they are passing yards in this game. And yeah, we talk about how fantastic Isaiah Afonso is, and then you've got other guys that are talented and get touches as well. But Isaiah Afonso is going to be very, very difficult for this Montana defense to stop, even though they're a strong defense. But I see this being what does Isaiah Afonso do? Does he put the team on his back? And if he does, Montana State's going to win this game.
It's going to be, Joe, I just looked this up here. How many, what do you think the total tackle amount is for the lead tackler on each team? I'll give you the names. Robbie Hawk for Montana, and for Montana State, Troy Anderson.
Mm.
Just take a guess for each of them.
I'm not guessing. Go. Just tell me.
It's 101 total tackles each.
Holy crap.
So they're averaging about 10 tackles a game. Those are the two playmakers. And Hawk is going to have a Hawk versus Ifonzi. Dude, meet me in the hole. That is so exciting because Ifonzi's not a guy that only has to run up the inside. Go get him a little outside zone. Love to see him on a pitch also. But he runs hard as hell. And then Hawk hits hard as hell and tons of tackles. And these defenses, their ratios, both of them, both teams, it's too even. It's too even. But you're talking about the Montana State rushing game. That's going to be the edge because Montana State ratio, like 30 points a game, giving up 11, I think. And Montana State, 28 points a game, giving up 13. That's too parallel. And now it's really going to come down. I think Ifonzi is really the key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just don't think either of these teams really do enough for me in their passing game to even really indicate that, like, you know, as going to be a factor in it. I really don't see a reason why Montana State doesn't. I'm not saying run away with it because it's not. It's going to be a really close battle. But Montana State, for me, has to have the edge because of the consistent production that they've gotten from Isaiah Fonzie and the way that they've been able to move the ball on the ground in this current stretch of success that they've had. And I mean, in general, though, the one thing that just scares the crap out of me for any team is seeing the fact that they're only allowing 11 points per game. Like, that's, they have the better defense.
Week 11, or it's going into week 12. Who does that? This is red blanket, or whatever they called it. For was it Fordham? That one year when they were averaging like 12 a game, Colgate, 12 a game. That is 11 is outstanding to do that. And then you see, because, you know, it's what's the old narrative, right? You just need to score once a quarter. That's a field goal. That's a touchdown, field goal, touchdown, whatever. That's 20 points. You do that once a quarter, you're going to win, especially if your defense is only giving up 13 or 11.
Right.
It makes it so much easier to have a defense like that that can just capitalize and take over a game and prevent the other team from doing anything.
Right. Now, this is going to be a really fun game, and I'm going to try and do whatever I can to watch this one, because what are you chuckling at?
I did a poor job of leading you there.
No. I have to say, I'm like this close to absolutely losing my shit because I'm part of my life. I'm fucking tired of people fucking hitting me up when I try to record. I'm getting emails, text messages. Cam Rogers, stop fucking messaging me on Slack. Holy crap, I can't think.
Yeah, I got a call and a text during the show also.
God,
I know we don't set our hours, like, don't call me during this time, but at the same time, it's like every time that we start recording, it seems like that's the only time people want to talk to us. It's the only time. We got so much other time in the day.
See, that's exactly my point, is that there's so many different chunks where I'll literally be sitting and I'm like, I don't have anything to do right now. And I'm like, what should I get done? And then everybody, the minute the mic hits record, text, call, email, Slack message. It's like, shut up. Just pick the time that's not when I'm busy.
And they don't even know that's the thing. Like, they don't know, but you just got to be like, you start getting blown up. It takes you out of the show also.
Right. It ruins the show because you're just like, I don't want to. I was having a good show. My train of thought was focused, and you could never turn off the goddamn notifications.
I completely sympathize with you.
And I still have more work to do after this. All right, Sean, let's get to FC estimates before I absolutely blow a gasket.
I'd love to.
You'd love for me to blow a gasket?
I would love to. Okay. Let's get to this segment right here. Let me get up close and personal.
Okay, so last week I went 5-10. Sean went 7-10. The current standings sit 76 for 112, 75 for 112. I have 68% correct. Sean is 67% correct.
What happened to you'll never catch up to me?
I'm too good. I went 3-10 last week. That's what happened, Sean.
You know what? I understand percentages and you don't, because
I understand percentages. Eat shit.
You had like a 9-10 week and then you thought that was just going to catapult you all the way to the finish line. Oh, what happened, Joe? What happened? Oh, it's all knotted up right now. It's all knotted up and you got to sit here and look at me and listen to me talk to you out. It's coming down to this week. And you know what? I did it strategically. I got two games I'm fading you on. Two games that I'm putting my entire pride on the line here. Two okay. games.
Okay.
Well, and then I'm going to take the lead. I'm going to beat you, and you're going to have to sit there just looking at this face, telling you you lost, and you lost to me in the spring, and you're going to lose to me now.
First of all,
I'm so good, man. Oh, you'll never catch up to me. Look at this, the percentage differential. I'm like, that's not how it works, Joe.
By the way, the same thing happened our first year when you were like 40% at one point, and I still ended up winning. Not this close of a comeback though. Look, I'm still gonna win, and if I somehow lose, we're not recording the show next week.
Oh.
It's as simple as that. All right, let's go through these. Monmouth Kennesaw. Completely forgot to text Nick Massaroni back. This is my response to you, Nick. Cool. Kennesaw, Monmouth. Who are you picking?
Kennesaw.
I'm picking Kennesaw also. Mercer, ETSU.
ETSU.
Give me ETSU as well. Montana State.
Montana State.
What do you... We picked all of this. Oh, my God.
No, we didn't.
Montana State as well. North Dakota, South Dakota State.
South Dakota State.
Give me the Jackrabbits in that one. Sac State, UC Davis.
This is one of them, Joe. UC Davis.
No.
Taking the win.
I'm going to pick Sac State here. They're riding the momentum. They have a playoff berth to get. They're off the field issues with Pike the dog, apparently too much for UC Davis to handle. Pike. So what the hell? Pint. Such a stupid name for a dog that's supposed to be football related.
Right.
How about Hike? Name him Hike, not Pike. Yeah. Or Pint.
Pike. What are you joining a frat? What are you doing? Are you pledging right now? What's the situation?
I don't know. I don't know what
Sigma Chi, stupid name for a dog. Gamma.
It's something a frat would do is name the dog after the fraternity because they're uncreative. Where were we? I picked Sac State. URI, Elon.
URI.
Okay, good thing you picked URI and not been a total jackass and picked against them. And then when they end up losing this weekend, which is...
You're using some real spicy language on this show, and I want it to be known that I'm not.
Okay. You acknowledge that you say that every time I curse.
Today it's especially spicy.
Deal with it. Well, I'm frustrated, very frustrated, and hungry. Selah Nichols.
Give me Selah.
I'm going to take Selah as well. Idaho, Idaho State.
Idaho.
You faded me on the lamest ones. Idaho, give me some potatoes for the Vandals.
That you stink.
Ewu, Portland State.
Ewu.
Stick
with it. Go ahead. Do it. Because if you don't,
I'll
change.
I've been picking one team as my underdog team every single week this year.
Go ahead. Have your confidence.
And you can bet your ass.
Oh,
I'm. Wow. This is for the rights to say that I won FC estimates. This will be the determining game because we're going to tie on all of the other ones. But I'm going to win here on this one. Give me Portland State. Give me the boys. If they win me FC estimates, I will go to a game next year. I will go to a game next year. I said if they won out, but that didn't happen. If they win me FC estimates in this circumstance, I promise the listeners, the Portland State fan base, I will go to a game.
Dude. I, Greek God X, will represent all men. That's what you just did.
Shut the hell up.
I represent all men. Yeah, hey, good luck with that.
Okay.
Dude, I really thought, you know, you got me. I really thought that you were going to switch it up because you were too prideful. No, good for you.
Someone's vacuuming. I recorded my other show, and midway through, somebody was vacuuming. And here we are again. Someone's vacuuming. You know, let's just... People are recording. They don't need quiet. You know, that's not something that people need when they're recording things with a microphone. Last game, UT Martin, SEMO.
I'll take UT Martin.
I want a UT Martin as well. Oh, God. All right, that's it from us. We don't need to do any more of this. Sean, you got anything else?
No, not with a, what is it, with a whimper? That's how we're going out here.
When do we not? All right.
You go.
We're praying for you. Drive safe.
Oh, enjoy brackets. Making them.
Yep, brackets. Sports.
We stink. End this thing.
Subscribe.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.